wondering if you could just give me like a summary of your case and kind of how you got involved and how law enforcement, like how you got on their radar and everything like that.
Well, this was a particular time in the city where we weren't actually, well, actually, when the crime happened, this was from one of those years where, we were, at the murder capital of America. It was either that year or we was coming off it, but still the same murders, the same amount of murders in 1990, was comparable to the murders in 89 and 88. So we have all these, cold cases open, they're important agents and everything of that nature, to close these cases. So this is also, around the time, the super predator era, and with a lot like it is today, there was a panic. So there was these the ideas of trying to close, all these cases, and the case that I actually was found guilty on was one that it was open, involving some guys that I frequented quite often. My name came up, and they felt inclined, to use me to try to get me informed on a case to bring forth, the result that they ultimately got, which was convictions. They originally came, and admitted that they knew that I didn't have anything to do with it, but it would be very beneficial for me and to them to just say that, the guys did it. Never mind, I didn't actually know, who did it, and that wasn't my responsibility anyway. But me believing that everything was okay. I just went on a couple of months later. The same witness that told them, that I didn't have anything to do with it, reversed course and said, "Oh, he was on the corner." And that's kind of what stuck, despite the fact that there were other witnesses out there that didn't see this ghost third person. And I was found guilty.